This is the world famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw. They're going to get me out of bed in the morning. They'll give me the job of the announcer this thing.
Geez, I'm glad you're to be here, General.
Oh, I'm giving you a hard time. Give me a break. Of course, we're happy to be here. Margaret Gray.
Yes, it's Margaret Gray. He acts as if he doesn't remember my name. And Bud Dickman is also with us.
Thank you very much, Miss Gray. I'm Bud Dickman. I also have Robert Leonard.
Yeah, it's Robert Leonard. I'll let you know, host of the show, Phil Henry.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody.
Now, let's tell everyone about your big news on Playing House.
So we're going to be back on Playing House as Chief McGrath very soon. Just got the word that I'll be back doing the episode, one of the episodes, as Chief McGrath here shortly.
What's the show?
Playing House. Funny as hell. Jessica St. Clair. Lennon Dunham. Did I get Lennon's last name right?
You probably carved it up, and I don't want to be you facing her the first day of shooting on the set. If you've butchered that name beyond recognition.
Will I look it up, Miss Mary?
No, don't look it up. I know exactly what her name is. It's,
Yeah, what is it?
It's Lennon Diamond.
Lennon Diamond? What? Jesus, Henry, just go ahead and keep, not only put your foot in it, but why don't you just go ahead and stick it in all the way up to the knee and take a good whiff. Jesus.
You know what, Phil? We congratulate you.
I'm very happy, and I thank all of you guys over at Playing House for bringing me back. The other thing is we're over at Podcast One today.
Now, how'd that go?
It went very, very well. Podcast One is our new home for our podcast. It's the new platform from which we will launch, and it's quite a significant one.
Yeah, they got bad Adam Carolla over there.
Are you putting me on or something? They got Adam Carolla?
No, man. I wouldn't crap you, man. You're my favorite turd.
You messed that up. You go, you're my favorite.
Okay, well, real good, man. So,
What do you mean I messed it up?
I wouldn't crap you. You're my favorite turd. So you butchered it up.
Okay, well, real good. So you guys get your timing worked out someplace else, if you don't mind. All right.
So that is very good news for you in terms of the Playing House. I think that's good. I think we'd like to see you back on the little screen, working your way, of course, Phil, up to the big screen, right?
Yeah. What are you gonna do with that, Phil? Gonna do any big screen stuff?
I personally don't have any plan. All I'm very happy to do is just to get the word of the Phil Henry Show out there in any way, shape, or form that we can.
You tell me, Mr. Allen, you're trying to tell me that you're trying to get a TV show, you keep on doing podcasts?
Yeah, you must be out of your mind or something. Everybody know being on a TV.
Well, hold on for a minute and not put words into my mouth.
Well, I think they're making a very valid point, Phil. Are you going to be on television, or are you going to be on television doing a podcast as well? Or are you going to be doing a television show and a podcast and a film career?
Why don't you let the guy just make up his own mind?
Excuse me, General, but I think I had the floor. And the point that I'm trying to make is, what are you going to bloody well do? That's what we want to know.
I don't know. How's that for an answer?
Well, then I would say to you...
Mm-hmm.
She said bullshit.
I said the
All right, the Margaret mumble, we understood. Thank you very much, Margaret. Well, it's not bullshit.
I didn't go bullshit. I said bull...
You know what? If you keep doing that Margaret mumble, I'm gonna lose my mind to the point I will not be responsible for my actions.
What does that mean?
You'll just have to...
What does that mean?
I'm not gonna say.
Okay, so now we have the threat of violence in the air. Is that what that is?
Did I say that?
Well, I think it's inferred when you say you won't be responsible for your actions.
It's not violence, but I won't say.
Well, then that means oh, God, are you going to defecate?
Will you come on for crying out loud? Let's just drop the whole conversation here as it pertains to whether or not I said a bunch of boo-hoo. Okay?
Now, that's the way you do it, you know?
Yeah, the Margaret mumble, you see, is...
And I don't care about the Margaret mumble. That's the biggest bunch of hooey and hokum and doo-doo.
Doo-doo? Jeez.
Yeah, you talk about a filthy mouth, Phil.
Yeah, that's real dirty. You're right. I really, really, really apologize, but I had no choice. We have with us, who's the guy that we have on?
Who's the guy we've got on? Pastor William Rennick.
Yeah, Pastor William Rennick is going to be joining us on the program today. Who's the other cat, man? I think we had another guest lined up, didn't we?
Well, we did have him up lined up. Glenn Hartz is going to be for the National Hikers Alliance.
Oh, yeah. Glenn Hartz is going to join us. You know, we had that guy on yesterday, that Kurt Reutemann, who was the mountain climber that attempted to gnaw off his own arm, and the whole thing just seemed so screwy that I said to Bud, can you get something lined up for today? You know, where...
Like something that a normal person would do.
Yeah, something relatable. So Bud was able to get this guy, Glenn Hartz, with the National Hikers Alliance. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the National Hikers Alliance on account of they look out for the rights and for the conditions of a hiker and everything.
Well, what are you talking about, man? It's like a union or something?
Yeah, it's kind of like a union.
What do you mean a union?
Well, yeah, what kind of rights are they looking out for?
The rights of the what? What do you mean the right of the hiker to hike? You know,
you don't need the rights of a hiker to hike. That's got nothing to do with anything. Why would they have that?
Well, you know, maybe it's a club of some kind where they look out for, you know, the environment, Bud. Is that it?
Yeah, sure, that's it. The environment. Whatever.
Well, what is it, Bud? What's the National Hikers Alliance?
Here it is.
These are bylaws right here, Mr.
Let me see these. The National Hikers Alliance. What we do is we hike and we make it nice for other people to hike too. On account of that's who wrote this?
I did.
Where's the real one?
I paraphrased it.
Yeah, I told Dickman to just go ahead and write it down, paraphrasing it.
Paraphrase. What we do is we hike and we make it good for others to hike for to have a nice time.
Well, Phil, don't laugh at him as if he's some gloid on a pedestal that you're all walking by and saying, God, I don't know whether to pet him, whether to take him home and have him find me a pot of gold, or whether I should just go ahead and have him euthanized. That's how you...
You know, that's the most ugly thing I've ever heard.
What's it mean?
Nothing, Bud.
It means that, Buzz, what you want...
No, never, don't tell him.
I will tell him now that you don't want me to tell him. Margaret wanted to have you gassed.
Oh, my sweet God.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hendry. I'm collecting my things now.
No, you're not leaving. If you leave, you get fired.
How dare you?
Oh, my God. So you wanted to go Hitler on me, huh?
I said Mr. Hendry was looking at you. God damn you, Phil.
Yeah, well, you know what, Margaret? It's your own big mouth.
Where are you going, may I ask?
I'm going into the kitchen to make myself some tea, and I'm going to drink the tea so that I don't commit homicide. Because right now, drinking that tea will save me from a homicide charge.
Yeah, well, gonna have me guess.
I wasn't gonna have... God.
Gotta watch the way you say that stuff.
Oh, Phil, you know something? You're so dramatic. You're always trying to win points with the liberals.
Yeah, well, that's what you're doing.
Margaret, you're the all-time liberal.
My credentials are solid. Phil's credentials with liberals, it's as if he put them down in nothing more than fecal matter or something.
So, hi, guys. Welcome to the show. What a fight. What an idiotic conversation to have.
Yes, and so why are we having it?
The whole thing about euthanizing Bud.
We talk about euthanizing. That's a gas.
Same thing.
Oh.
I was Bud. I wasn't saying I wanted to do it. I said Phil was looking at you as if he wanted to do it.
Are you saying that I do?
No.
Margaret, would you...
No.
All right, so just to be clear, you, Mr. Henry, want to have a... You want to euthanize.
I want to do what?
It's called euthanize. No, he doesn't. Margaret didn't want to either. She was saying he was looking at you as if he wanted to. And that's the way I'm looking at you right now, Bud. And as a matter of fact, I may want to. Because I can't take it anymore.
All right, take it easy there, General.
Jesus.
Hey, General, how about a taste?
You know what? I may have to have one.
Got a bottle of rye in the back.
Thank you.
Why does he get to drink and I don't?
Because he needs it. We're going to be right back here on a world-famous Phil Hendry show just as soon as we get our shit together. And we're going to have our good friend Bob Bacon with traffic in just a moment.
Oh, I love this song. This is Bad English. Every time you smile in my direction, I'm... Do-do-ha-ha-ha-ha. Oh, my God. The world-famous Phil Hendry show here on the El Pacifico and... See, that's what you call adding something to the song that it doesn't have.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's you, yep, that's about what that is.
Oh, I get it.
All right, so let's go to Bob Bacon. Bob's got traffic out there and the highways and byways. How things are looking, Bob? How's it feeling this morning?
Well, Phil, I'll tell you about the beautiful song there, by the way. Well, not the beautiful smile. Baby John Blaine, there's a baby debate. Babyface out here and Babyface Nelson down in the downtown Bronx. I had a car that went off the side of the freeway and down in the bank at about 300 feet and exploded in a fireball and it swept the air. You can see that for miles around as the firefighters trying to get that out and trying to control another fireball of a car that went into the back end of another car. The gasoline tanker blew up on the freeway. The whole freeway was destroyed. The 405 is shut down. It'll never be open again. Bob Akin, traffic.
Pastor William Renick is going to join us here. Pastor Renick is, I got to tell you, Pastor Renick right now is out at the 17th annual Joyful Union Congregation Fiesta, where they have a variety of rides and they have booths, and this is going to be going on for the next several days. I told Pastor Renick that I am a chicken fan. I like fried chicken, but I don't really make it myself. And a lot of times I'll either get the takeout stuff or I'll stop off and I'll get it somewhere. There's a couple of barbecue places here. But you were asking me, Pastor Renick, about the fast food chicken.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't eat barbecue. I don't eat any kind of fried chicken. I don't like fried chicken, which I know is going to probably surprise a lot of the people in your audience because they think that black people are supposed to like fried chicken. Well, no, they don't.
Well, I don't think we should assume...
Yeah, look, Pastor Renick, this is General... Don't make assumptions like that.
I make no assumptions. I'm just saying, I know there are a lot of people in the audience who probably think a black man is supposed to like fried chicken. I have never liked fried... I've never liked fried chicken. I never will like fried chicken. And now after what Mr. Henry had done to me, because last week...
Well, look, when you say that I did it to you... I wasn't doing it on purpose.
No, you weren't doing it on purpose, but the fact is you did it anyway. You didn't do it on purpose. I know what you meant to do was... Look, did you want me to have an experience with fried chicken?
You asked me about fast food fried chicken. There's only two kinds that I know of, and so I picked the one that I like.
You picked the one you like, and that's the one that I went and I bought.
Yes, that's the one. You went to Popeye's, right?
I went to Popeye's. Now, you know, Phil wanted me to say that... We got nothing against Popeye's fried chicken. I know you like it, Phil.
I eat Popeye's fried chicken. I love it. What happened to you?
Oh, hold on. Let me tell the story because I think it bears telling from me because I want to tell people my way. You understand what I'm saying?
What happened?
Hold on. I want to let you know. Now, I'm going to go on a roller coaster here because they want me to go on a roller coaster because it's part of the fair here.
This is Clara.
Oh, Clara, how you doing?
I'm fine. Pastor Renick doesn't need to get on the roller coaster because we're raising money. For as long as the pastor can be on a roller coaster, is $1 for every minute that he's on it.
I'm going to go on a roller coaster, Bill. Do you mind?
I don't mind at all, so long as we get back to our conversation.
Oh, yes,
that'd
be fine.
Yes, he's getting on the roller coaster right now.
All right, if any, Pastor William Renick, for every minute I stay on a roller coaster, we'll donate $1 to the Joyful Union Congregation Charities. So we get our new middle school built, and I'm so grateful everybody's here.
Yay!
All right. I'd also at this time like to thank Claire, my wife, and I'd like to thank all the people who made the Joyful Union Congregation Fiesta for the 17th straight year, the wonderful, wonderful, exciting event that it is.
Yay!
All right.
What the hell is going on there anyway?
I'm just talking to people. All right, I'm going to get on it.
Let me make an announcement. Pastor Renick is going to get on the roller coaster. And he is going to go as long as he can. There he goes, everybody.
Woo! Woo! I don't know. Try to ride this damn thing, Phil. I got the cell phone with me right now. Oh, baby. $1 for every minute I stay on this.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right. No, I am not all right. All right, I'm going up that roller coaster here. Oh, God, not... Oh, it's a straight drop, straight down!
Ah!
Shit! I had no idea!
Do we have a phone on Clara?
I'm going to see if they do.
Yeah, I'll get Clara on the phone because in case I lose my money. Yeah. Fuck me!
Pastor, you're using some language.
I apologize, everyone. I really do apologize. God forgive me for what I'm doing. God forgive me for what I've done.
Hi, Phil. This is Clara. I'm reporting to you from the side of the roller coaster where Pastor Renick is now going into his second full minute. And I realize that $1 a minute, he's only raised $1. So I've decided to make it $100 for every minute. $100 for every minute.
All right, $100. That's great. Now let's get back to Pastor Renick if he is. Do you hear me, Pastor?
Yeah, I just heard what my wife did. She just settled me out. $100. What do I look like? I'm going to go out and pick another million for the money tree? You got to be kidding me.
Yee-haw.
That plant's going down now. He's going down now.
Now, what is this drop that he's screaming about?
It's a drop tail of a straight down. It's about a good 90-degree drop. It just...
Yeah! Man, I can't take that, Phil. That's, dude, that's straight down, man. That's straight down, baby. I can't keep doing this. No way, no way. I can't make this kind of... I can't make this thing.
Oh. Well, Pastor William Rennick is on the roller coaster, and he's trying to raise $100 for every minute that he's on the coaster.
That is correct, sir. This is Clara Bingham at the side of the roller coaster. As Pastor Rennick begins his third minute, this will be $300.
$300? Oh, here comes that drop again. This is evil. This is evil incarnate. Right? You put me on this roller coaster, the street that...
Yeah. Crying like a little baby. Crying like a tiny little bitch. But Pastor Rennick is going to tough it out anyway. I've never heard a grown man cry, but that's what he's doing. Are you still on the coaster?
Yeah, I'm still on the coaster. Get me off this thing. Someone stop it. Anybody stop it. I don't care who. Phil, if you were there, I'd have you grab that lever.
Phil, you have to make sure he's all right. Are you all right, sir?
No, I'm not all right.
He's fine, Phil. He's fine. Believe me when I tell you that he's fine.
We'll take a break here. Hold on.
All right, if you want to take that break, you go right ahead, but I'm going to...
Jesus.
Be satisfied.
Woo! World famous Phil Henry Show.
Then the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico reminding you to get a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. If you don't have a backstage pass to Phil Henry Show, then your mind, I don't know what it's a sad situation.
Everyone, get a backstage. Excuse me, this is Margaret. I'm battling a little bit of a cold and an allergy. Get a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show, and live again. Live like you've never lived before.
Leonard Skinner in Simple Man with the world famous Phil Henry Show. I was told yesterday that we've had a gating problem. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, that kind of a limiting.
That's what they said. That's what one of my guys said, that it sounds like we're gating. The gate should be moved. I think we're doing fine. All right, so Pastor William Rennick has got to get back on the line with us here because we do have some fish to fry other than the roller coaster. Are you back on terra firma there, Pastor Rennick?
I'm back. Hold up. You got to meet Pastor Rennick. Phil, Pastor Rennick has raised $600. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh.
You all right?
No, I'm not all right. I had no idea. And now you got to hold on now, man, because that just stirred everything up. I told you I can't do that.
I have to go on ahead with Mr. Henry.
I can't go on ahead with Mr. Henry right now until I hit the... I need to get to the outhouse. Excuse me, Phil. I simply want to go to this outhouse here.
Yeah, we have porta potty, Phil. We don't have outhouse.
It looks like an outhouse to me. Excuse me.
Well, he is in the bathroom right now. He has...
Well, but let's tell people what's going on. Pastor Rennick, who is not a fried chicken eater, he's not the kind of guy that likes that kind of food at all. I do, and I recommended Popeye's fried chicken.
Yes, and he went and he got a box. I think he got an 8-piece or a 10-piece. And he came home and he said, Phil Henry, now I saw him hustle into the house with something under his arm. He wouldn't tell me what it was. It was covered up with, looked like newspaper. I said, what is that, Pastor? He said, that's none of your beeswax. He said, I ain't got nothing. I said, I see something under your arm. He said, no, I don't. And I could see that he slipped it between the cushion of the couch. And he said, look, I don't have it. And I looked, and I pulled it out of the cushion of the couch. It was an 8-piece from Popeye. So I knew that.
Oh, he was hiding the 8-piece from Popeye's.
Well, why was he doing that?
He didn't want me to see him eating that because he does not like fried chicken. We're not big fried chicken eaters in this family, but I had said to him, you know, it's fine if you do. He said, well, if I ever do eat fried chicken, I would love to have your mother's. Because my mother makes a very, very delicious fried chicken. But instead, he come in with Popeye, you know.
So you saw him with the Popeye's fried chicken. Did you say anything?
Well, I said, Pastor, and here he comes now.
Yeah. What you telling me, buddy?
I'm telling about the fried chicken.
Oh, you know, I come in with the fried chicken. She said I hustled it in, that I had a cut up newspaper. I came in with that fried chicken. I didn't care.
Came in with it. It was wrapped in newspaper. You tried to squish it down between the sofa.
I didn't squish it down between the sofa. What I did, I sat on it by mistake. I had the chicken, and I put it on the sofa, and then I sat down on top of it, and it squished down between the sofa and the back of the sofa. And she said, what is that? I said, what's what? And I looked around, and I realized, oh, hell, I don't have the fried chicken. I got up, and the fried chicken, Bill, had gone down between the sofa cushion and the back of the sofa, but it had come out when it squished down, right? So I had a chicken leg stuck out of my, well.
What did you get the, in your pants or something?
What a jackass.
Are you calling me a...
Bud, apologize right now for that.
I'm sorry.
Call me a jackass, Dick and Morty. You call me a jackass. That's the last day you talk to anybody in any language about anything. That's the last word you ever utter.
Why, because on account of you'll kill me?
I didn't say that, did I? I didn't say that. I just said that'll be the last day you speak to anybody in any language about anything.
Oh, so you tear my tongue out.
I didn't say that either. I said...
Okay, well, let's just let that be a mystery, all right?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, pretty weird, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, well, you asking for it, man.
I didn't ask for anything like that.
Could you shut up, please? Pastor Rennick, so you came home, you had the Popeye's fried chicken, you were discovered with it, then what?
Well, then what was what I discovered with it? I said to Clara, I've got the chicken. She said, well, I had a chicken leg or something in my back pocket, because what had happened was that I had sat down. Are you telling me I didn't sit down on it?
No, you had sat down on that, but you sat down on trying to hide it. You didn't sit down on that trying to, what you call it, sat down on it trying to, by mistake or anything.
I sat by mistake, I did. I swear to Almighty God, I did.
Pastor Rennick, don't you dare take the Lord's name in vain or use the Lord for your own nefarious purposes.
I'm just trying to say something, okay? Well, I was the woman who said.
All right, Pastor Rennick, would you grow up?
Yes, Pastor Rennick, that is very unseemly.
I'm just saying, when I come in with a chicken...
Well, you know, Pastor Rennick, this is General Shaw. You got to calm down and buck up, man.
I came in with a chicken, and I saw Claire, and I said, well... I want to tell Clara that I got a bucket of this. I didn't get a bucket. I got a 8-piece. What would I get?
I don't know. You said you had a 10-piece.
I thought I had a 10-piece, but it turned out I had an 8-piece with two big sides. I got the large side. What I got was a large side of cream corn, which I don't ordinarily like, but they assured me their cream corn was top-notch. And so I had the cream corn, and I was very bitterly disappointed. Bitterly disappointed at cream corn. You know.
Well, no one in their right mind, I'm not going to say it.
He said no one in their right mind gets cream corn.
I have to agree with her on that one. No one in their right mind does get cream corn. And I'm just,
And you, what, are you speaking from experience? Wow.
Yeah, what's that all about?
What is that about?
Never mind what it's about.
Hey, what are you guys trying to say anyway? I'm some sort of a cream corn freak? What, does that make me a deviant?
No, General Bob. I think it is weird.
General, just don't go running around saying, oh, cream corn, I love it.
Yeah, because, you know... You never know who's over here and that kind of thing.
All right, I want everybody to cease with this discussion, this meaningless, asinine discussion about cream corn. I want to get back to you with the chicken because you had an adverse physical reaction.
Yeah, well, but first of all, I come in, I sat down, and she said, you got chicken coming out of your pants. I said, you know, you really need help. And
was I wrong?
Hold on, Claire, I'm going to tell a story. She said, you got a chicken leg sticking out of your back pocket. It looked like you got a chicken wing coming out of the out of the zipper. And I said, God Almighty, do you need help? Well, it turned out when I sat down on a chicken, I got a chicken wing come out of the box, went right up into the fly. Then another one with a chicken leg coming out the ass into my pants. So she was correct in saying that I had chicken coming out of my pants, but it wasn't for the freaky, weird, and deviant reasons that you attributed to it.
How am I supposed to know? What wife in the history of the world has seen her husband come home and have a chicken wing coming out the fly?
Well, you look at me now, I'm one. I'm at least one husband that did that. Now...
All right. Now, having said all of that, you know...
Well, Phil, first of all, you're the guy to talk to me. I don't like chicken at all. I hate chicken. Did you not tell me if you have Popeye fried chicken, you love it?
I thought you'd enjoy it.
But did you not tell me, Pastor William Rennick, if I had fried chicken, I'd love it?
I said that I think you'd like the Popeye.
He didn't say that. He said, man, you have Popeye fried chicken, you love it. Well, here's what I did. I got the Popeye fried chicken. It was delicious. It was delicious, but the problem with Popeye fried chicken, it has the spices and a different a secret seasoning. They got the secret sauce, all that, you know?
What do you mean, that secret sauce?
Well, ain't that what they do?
Yeah, well, some of them have a secret sauce and some of them don't. On account of the Popeye's fried chicken, probably don't.
There's no secret sauce on a Popeye fried chicken.
Well, whatever they say, they tell you that we had a Popeye fried chicken and it...
Yay!
Oh, here come the people. Now, Pastor Rennick cannot go back on a roller coaster.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will not go on a roller coaster. At the very end, I'll go on a roller coaster, but I'm on the radio right now.
Yay!
They're running away now.
What is that? Is that a crowd of people or one guy?
That's a crowd of people, but it's just one guy that represents a crowd of people.
Yeah, we got one guy. He's a big, tall guy. We love him. His name is Eric.
Big, tall, white kid. He's about 25. He unfortunately had brain damage when he had been dropped, I think, out of the back of a van. He was doing a moving job, and he dropped on his head out of a van. But now you walk around with a ski cap, and he represents a crowd, so he'll just go, hey, and everybody else keeps silent, because that's their little thing for him, you know?
Yeah, they let him do that, because he don't have another job.
Yes, he just cheers.
What kind of a what is that about? Well, you know something, I thought I'd heard it all and seen it all with you knuckleheads. You're telling me...
Hey, let me tell you something, General.
No, you're telling me that guy represents a whole crowd of people, so he cheers for them.
Yeah, they let him do that. Here I come again. Eric, I'll be seeing all you people on a roller coaster.
Hey.
Yeah, there's about 150 people.
150 people? And they don't say a word.
You hear them? I didn't hear anybody. Yeah, they do not say a word. Eric is the one to cheer for them.
Hey.
Yeah, right now they're going to get on another ride. What are you going to get on, Eric?
Hey.
Is that the octopus?
Yay.
All he says is yay.
And you understand what he's saying?
Yeah. That means he's going to get on the octopus. Eric, are you going to get some cotton candy?
Yay.
That's yes. Now.
Okay, fine. So, in any event, let's see, where were we?
You know, Phil, there's one word you say a lot, and that's in any event. It's not a word, it's a phrase you use a lot in any event. You don't want people saying, let the record show. I hope you will stop saying in any event.
Well, that's very true.
All right, I will try. So, therefore, and as we were saying, you ate the Popeye's fried chicken.
Yeah, so I come home with the Popeye's fried chicken. Clara giving me a ration of you-know-what. To use the Margaret Mumble, she give me a ration of head. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I completely understand.
Thank you.
Jesus, you know, you browbeat a man enough.
I didn't browbeat you, did I, Pastor?
No, but I mean, you said you wanted to hear a little bit of Margaret Mumble, or you're going to be all over me like white on rice, and she didn't mean that in a sexual sense, Claire. What she meant by that...
All right, we don't need to know what it means, and we don't need to even go there. Now, the Popeye's fried chicken.
So the Popeye's fried chicken has 11 secret sauce. I don't know what it's got, but it's got secret spices and secret sauce. It's all a big secret. You don't even want to know what they put on that stuff. You've had it, though, right, Phil?
I've had it. I think it's delicious.
All right, well, I had it, and within about a half an hour, I could feel in the lower colon. Now, that's the part of the colon that is just about... I don't know, can't be that far from, you know where, and it was very painful. I could tell it was gas and lots of things moving around, and I thought, my God, I cannot believe this, but unless I get to a toilet, I think I'm going to go just, I'm going to brown everything down there. I'm going to, that baby's going to lose his mud, and I thought I was going to lose the mud right there, and I wasn't even laughing, you know. I said, my God, you know, and at that time, a few biblical phrases came to mind. I'm trying to say, Lord, let me get to a can. Let me get to the toilet, anything, an open can, a coffee can, something I can squat over and do a decent job of being a hygienic and clean and an adult human being. I don't want to mess myself like I'm a baby. You know, I don't want to crap my pants like I'm a little tiny itsy-bitsy baby crapping a diaper. I said, God, don't let that happen to me, please, you know. And,
You were not crying, were you, Pastor?
I was crying. And I was thinking about you, Phil. I said, but my friend, Mr. Henry, had me eat the Popeye fried chicken. And it's almost like you want me to crap myself like a little tiny baby. And
no, of course I didn't. I had no idea that was going to affect you like that. And I apologize for that. If I'd known, I never would have recommended it.
Well, I made it into one of the porta potty right here. That just before they wanted me to do the roller coaster, and I said, thank you very much. I'll be out in 5 seconds. They wanted to give me a blue ribbon, present the key to the city or some damn thing because I rode around on that roller coaster, right? So I said, that's fine. And as I did that, I was able to relieve some of the pressure, the gas building up, and so forth. But I got on a roller coaster, and I said, good God almighty, I think it's going to happen again, you know.
And I know what you've done.
What do you think I'm going to do? You put me on a roller coaster. So when I went ahead, I had to do it right. I just said, I apologize, but I got to go ahead and just do it. And so,
Oh, my God, you didn't. Just right there in your pants.
Well, what are you going to do? I apologized to everybody around me on the roller coaster, and I said, forgive me, but I've got to go ahead and just do it right now in my shorts. And they said, what? And I said, you'll know soon enough. And...
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, oh, God. You're the guy that said this Popeye fried chicken was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Or you said the bread was the greatest thing to fried chicken. I forget what you said, but you said something about the chicken and the bread, which they do give you a half a loaf of bread. And I said if I'd stopped up some of that gravy and some of that secret spices and everything like that, I never would have suffered the way I did, you know.
So I take it that you can't eat fried chicken then.
Yeah, well, there you go, Phil. Thank you very much. And the next time you say to me, oh, you're going to love this, make sure you understand what you're doing to me. And everybody that doesn't is not used to that kind of gut-wrenching, that kind of organically gut-wrenching, intestinal-destroying, just, it's almost as if you took a Roto-Rooter and stuck it right into my gut and said, let's go ahead and see what this guy can do on a roller coaster with about 15 people around him, crap himself like a...
All right, well, that was fine. You hung up on the man, Phil, through no fault of his own. He was telling you what happened.
Yeah, you're the guy that recommended the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It wasn't Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me just say something. Popeye's Fried Chicken.
Yeah, Popeye's Fried Chicken's good, but it does have an effect on people. Yeah, wait a minute. Hello? Yeah, Pastor Ang, he had to hang up because you were talking about crap in your pant. Because you talk about crap in the pant. In the pant. Yeah.
Yes, Pastor, I'm sorry.
Don't hang up on me, man. Don't lay that 10-piece Popeye Fried Chicken, gut-wrenching Roto-Rooter. Just drive that stuff through me like a hydrochloric acid and then hang up on me. Man, woo! Yeah, that does take a lot of guts.
I apologize. I just didn't know where you were going with it.
Well, where I'm going with it, here it is, where I'm going with it. I'm going to the dry cleaners with it. I'm taking my underwear and I'm throwing that away. How many pairs?
Three pairs of underwear.
I had to take three pairs of underwear, Phil, and burn them. I had to burn them. Burn them. Do you understand? There's no laundering them. There's no,
Why couldn't you launder them? That sounds ridiculous.
Because the staining and the hydrochloric acid and the seven secret spices and secret sauce stained and burned through the underwear in ways that, man, they're in a Chinaman. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Hey, watch the racism, okay? Yeah, would you mind?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to go to the dry cleaner or laundry, am I wrong to say they're in a Chinaman alive that
has to rent it?
All right, well, I'll just say they ain't, but anybody working at laundry in their lives that could get the stains out of that. So I had to take three brand spanking new pair of Fruit of the Loom and set fire to them because that was recommended by a trash company. I called up the refuse. They said, I got underwear, and I went ahead. I had to go ahead and drop one. And they said, well, I said on a roller coaster, Popeye Fried Chicken. They said, yeah, you're going to burn that. I said, you got to be kidding. They said, no, we are not kidding. We recommend kerosene. So I put a little fire together on my driveway of my underwear, burned it with kerosene. And as long as I was burning that, I just, you know, just kind of, hey, 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 ho, 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 you know, doing a rain dance. And
that's why I hung up on him.
Well,
no, that's why.
You gotta call back.
Let him call back.
Well, I don't think he meant anything by it, Phil.
I know he didn't mean anything by it, but he gets a little cuckoo when he starts talking about this. Why was he talking about a rain dance anyway?
You know that Pastor Rennick is very, very conversant with the native religions. He tries to combine his understanding.
Oh, come on, Margaret. Will you, for God's sake, you're not giving a presentation for the ladies, the Women's Ladies League.
The Women's Ladies League.
That's right, yes. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I meant to say.
Yeah, Pastor Rennick.
Pastor Rennick, you got to understand.
You keep hanging up on me, man. All I was going to say is I was using a Native American-style dance to thank God that I got off that roller coaster, and there wasn't anything worse wrong with me than the fact that my guts just got boiled over by Popeye Fried Chicken. So that's how I was going, yeah, ho, 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 yeah. So I danced around my underwear burning right out there on the driveway, and yes, I had pants on. I had to go in the house and find something. I'd ruined three slacks. But all's well that ends well.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that. I'm sorry. I will never recommend any fried chicken again.
I don't eat that crap. It isn't that I don't... Not that Popeye's makes bad fried chicken. It's not the Kentucky Fried... what's the man's name? The Kentucky Fried Colonel?
Not the Kentucky Fried Colonel, you idiot. How they gonna fry up the Colonel?
I wish they would. All the time I've seen that son of a bitch. It's a Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It ain't that they make bad chicken. It's that I can't eat that garbage. I tried to tell you once. I tried to tell you a million times. I won't go there. Jesus Christ.
Oh, so now he hung. All right, so that's Pastor William Rennick, ladies and gentlemen, with the whole Kentucky Fried Chicken and Popeye's Fried Chicken controversy. He can't eat that stuff, man.
In fact, that Popeye's Fried Chicken was so devastating, he went ahead and crapped himself on a roller coaster and had to burn his underwear with kerosene.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Margaret Gray, reminding you that you can get oh, a variety of wonderful things in the online store at philhenryshow.com. Get your Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt, the hoodie, get your Bobby Dooley keychains, get all of your downloads, all of your CDs, get the coffee cup, get the shot glass, but get it and get it good. And when you get it good, you'll feel good all over.
Yeah, nigga.
So that's...
in the middle of this ocean. Pacific, that is.
Woo!
You understand me? Bunch of bad bitches. You heard. Popping that GTV. You heard. Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
What the hell is that?
That's Lifestyle. That's the Rich Gang.
Oh, I remember. You were playing the hell out of that during the fall months.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yeah, the Rich Gang is...
The Rich Gang is Rick Ross, and I think it's Lil Wayne, and I think it's Drake, and it's a bunch of guys. All right, and Jeezy, and...
Oh, I wouldn't know these guys. I wouldn't know these guys if they exploded in front of me, you know? If they walked up to me and said, how you doing, General? And they all just spontaneously combusted. I wouldn't know who you're talking about. So why even waste your breath?
I thought maybe you'd like to know who they are. All right.
What the hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
I don't belong.
What the hell is this? This sounds like the coming of the doom of the death of the... This is probably what Pastor Rennick... This is probably what Pastor Rennick's ass sounded like when he was up
on the roller coaster, is what you're saying.
Yes, I'm glad that you're able to take that in stride, Margaret.
No, I'm just making notes on how vile you really can be. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yeah, that's great. All right, so welcome back to the program, folks. That's Creep, Radiohead.
Now, yesterday we had on our show, we had on Kurt Reutemann. Kurt is a guy that is a mountain climber. So we talked about Kurt and his exploits, and I thought it was so bizarre and so whack that what I wanted to do is get someone on who is perhaps a little bit more relatable in terms of enjoying nature. It isn't just that he's climbing mountains and gnawing off his own arm or cutting off his own arm or going through God knows what to attain some of these amazing feats of mountain climbing. It's just a guy who is enjoying nature. I wanted to get an environmentalist on, or somebody who would be closer to the average person. You know, Margaret?
Well, yes, I think, Bud, you did. You got this man, Glenn Hartz, right?
Well, yeah, a guy, Glenn Hartz, with a National Hiker Alliance. Well, I didn't really do it. Robert did.
Yeah, I found this guy in the Yellow Pages.
You found him in the Yellow Pages? You gotta be putting me on.
No, you found a guy in the Yellow Pages. Say, a National Hikers Alliance. In the Yellow Pages.
Yeah. So, you know...
So you got him in the Yellow Pages.
Yeah, because that's what they were saying on TV. And whatever you need, go to the Yellow Pages.
Oh, you guys, you can't be that dumb. You guys, it's impossible for you to be that dumb.
Well, we are. What do you mean?
If they got the guy out of the Yellow Pages, they got the guy out of the Yellow Pages. Glenn Hart's joining us here from Denver, Colorado, as a matter of fact. And Glenn, I know that there's a gathering there of hikers from across the country. Hey, I wanted to ask you, Glenn, first of all, thank you very much for being on our program. It's great to have you. How are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm very excited. Thank you for bringing me on your program, Mr. Henry.
All right, Glenn, did you see this movie Wild? It starred Reese Witherspoon about the woman who'd gone through this sort of devastating life event and hiked up the Sierra Nevada Trail.
I did not see it. I'm looking forward to the film, though. I heard good things about it. We've read blogs and we've read... different journals of hikers who have mastered some of these trails of the United States. The United States is known as a wonderful place, just a wonderful place for hiking, the different trails, the national trails, the Appalachian Trail, and so forth.
How many do we have in this country?
Of what variety?
Well, can I ask?
Go ahead.
Yes, Glenn, this is Margaret Gray.
Yes, how are you?
I'm very good. How many trails do we have in the United States of significant length that one can hike, let's say, over the course of several states?
Well, as I mentioned, there are Sierra Nevada, there's the Appalachian Trail, there is the Empire Builder Trail, which goes across the top of the country, and there are marvelous, marvelous trails that traverse some of the most breathtaking countryside you could possibly see.
Now, Glenn, this is General Shaw. You're not from the United States originally?
No, I'm not. I'm a native of Silesia in Germany. I come originally from Cologne, but I did move to the United States here at a relatively early age.
I do travel back to Germany on occasion because I love to hike the Bavarian Alps and the Swiss Alps as well.
We have with us Glenn Hartz, who's of the National Hikers Alliance. So, Wild, this was a film about a woman based on a true story, right?
My understanding is, yes.
And she had gone through these a divorce and a lot of things and decided to take on this trail. A lot of people do that. They go to the solitude of nature and they give themselves this challenge of, sort of meeting this challenge of nature to see what they've got inside. Do you find it that you have a lot of people in your alliance, your organization like that?
Well, we have a lot of people who love nature. If you want to say that it's challenging, I suppose that is the one way of looking at it. But my feeling is that it gives us a sense of vitality, and it renews our love affair with life. We hike. We spend perhaps 45 minutes to an hour breaking for lunch. We carry our foodstuffs in our knapsack. We do not hike in the traditional ways that you may in the United States with large backpacks. We hike with knapsacks.
All right, what's the difference?
Well, a knapsack is something you're only going to be able to carry perhaps a little bit of lunch, a little bit of dinner. And we also believe in singing. This is the difference between a regular hiker, someone who is backpacking, and a hike. We hike. We don't backpack.
Well, are you day hikers, or do you do overnight hike?
Oh, yes, we overnight hike. Of course we do. But our hiking is done with a minimal of equipment. We lay down on a bed of leaves. We use our backpack as our pillow.
Well, hold on for a minute. So you don't take any sleeping bags? You don't take any tent?
No, I should say not. No, that defeats the purpose of the hike. What we do is wear knee socks. We have a hockey stick, which some people call a hiking stick. I enjoy using a hockey stick, so I go with a hockey stick. But you can have a hiking stick.
But you use it as a hiking stick.
Yes, but I call it a hockey stick.
Is it a real hockey stick?
Yes, it is a hockey stick. I got this from a professional hockey organization, the Colorado Avalanche, which are located here in Denver.
We're talking with Glenn Hartz, Phil Henry here. Okay, Glenn, I'm beginning to get the sense, and I've got no problem with this. I think it's exciting and it's fun to listen to how people enjoy nature. But last night we were talking to this guy, Mr. Reutemann.
I'm well familiar with Kurt Reutemann and his story of trying to gnaw his arm off. He's a freak show. He really is. He's a horror story and a freak show. I'm so sorry that you had that experience.
Is he well known to you people?
Well, when you say you people, do you mean that in the sense that I'm some minority member of, like a Negro? Or?
No. What? As hikers, no.
Look, don't get your hearts, we're trying to be friends here.
I know you're trying to be friends, but you're talking about this man, Reutemann. I don't care about a man who is, I believe, not playing with a full deck. I think he has psychotic tendencies. I think he is mentally ill. And I'd really rather not talk about him, if you don't mind. But we are familiar with him. We've encountered him on the trail. We encountered him...
Oh, so you've had run-ins with him.
I should say we have. Our National Hikers Alliance Day picnic that was going up the North Colorado Trail a year ago, we encountered Mr. Reutemann as he was coming down the north face of Mount Falai. And at that time, he had his arm wedged in a rock, and he was taunting us and saying, I'm going to eat my arm. I'm going to eat my arm. And I said to him, Kurt, you're a big fink. You're not even a fink. You're just a big turd with your arm locked. And he said, I'm going to eat my arm. I'm going to gnaw my arm off.
So this guy is a well-known nut?
Oh, he's known to everyone. I don't think he's climbed a mountain higher than a couple of hundred feet. What did he tell you?
He told us that he went up Mount McKinley.
Oh, bullshit. No, he never did that. He never did that.
I got to talk to you guys then.
Yeah, he did talk to us. Well, I know we carved it up.
Well, I wouldn't want to get on your staff too much. He's fooled a great many people.
All right, well, let's get back to you, Hartz. If you don't mind me, I didn't mean to call you by your last name.
No, it's all right. I already know we have a contentious relationship, General. It's perfectly fine.
Well, look, I don't mean to have a contentious relationship. Are you out backpacking without all of these supplies that other backpackers use?
I said to you, I'll say it again, we don't backpack. We hike.
All right, well, what does that mean, you hike?
We have a knapsack. And we remind ourselves of who we are and of what we are, and that we are not backpackers. We're not mountain climbers that are gnawing off our arms, cutting off our limbs. Oh, God! We have no use for people such as this. No use at all for people such as this. We travel along the trails, we hike, we wear knee socks, we have a hat with a feather in it, and we have a hiking stick. And
well, you guys sound like, sir, you're just some kind of a little bunch of little...
Oh, are you going to say a bunch of little fairies? Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was not going to say that at all, but you sound like you guys, you're just out there for the day.
We're out for the day, but we spend the night. And when we do spend the night, we sleep with the roll under our head, under the stars, and we sing the song. And the song of the National Hikers Alliance is, as I go wandering along the mountain track, and as I go, I sing this song, a knapsack on my back.
Oh, I know that song, yeah. Oh, that's the one that goes Valderie.
That's right. It goes, Valderie, 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 Valderie. You know, and...
Well, that's the part of the song that disturbs me a little bit.
Yeah, okay. I'm not here to impress you. I'm here to tell you...
All right, so the point is that you like to hike and you sing that song.
Yes, a knapsack on my back. That is the absolute, that is the Bible, that is the Ten Commandments of the National Hikers Alliance. We don't backpack for shit. I'm sorry.
What was that about?
I'm sorry, it's been a very, very precious. When we heard of what happened...
Yeah, talk about the avalanche.
Not just that, but this guy Reutemann calling a program really hacked me off. I'm sorry, Mr. Henry.
Well, I have to ask you, sir, not to use that kind of language. You may hear us use it from time to time. We do not allow our guests to use it.
I apologize. I certainly understand. But you're pressuring me, and you're pressuring me.
Well, we don't mean to pressure you, Mr. Hartz. We're trying to tell you, though, that it's unusual for us to hear about someone who hikes these major trails as you do, but you're not backpacking.
No, we're not backpacking. We'll never backpack. We hike. We hike. And we hike because that is what man originally did. Man hiked. He didn't take all these several pounds of things, dehydrated food. We go into the woods, and as hikers, we sing our natural song, and we pick wheat, and we find cereal packages like flaxen. And if we have to eat meat, we eat the squirrel meat. We can subsist on squirrel, and we kill the squirrel with a slingshot or a knife, and we try as much as is humanly possible to sing Valderie, 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 ja wohl ist das du uchen beiden dit, and sometimes we sing in English, and sometimes we sing it in the German. But fun we will have, fun we do have, and fun we must have, or I'll tell you, no one come back alive. That's how it is.
You guys are pretty intense.
Well, it's gotten that way.
Don't let no one come back alive.
That's right, you heard me right. I tell them that we're going to go out, we're going to hike, we're going to sing Valderie, Valderie, and we're going to have fun, or let no one come back alive. How does that feel? And I get a lot of guys looking back at me with the big moo cow eyes, with the bulkhead stare, and they got the big bright eyes, and they're like, whoa, boy, I tell you what, Glenn, and I say, that's right, let no one come back alive. And then that's when we break into song. As I go a-wandering.
Well, that is a lovely song, and I know that song. Phil, you said you did?
Yeah, we learned that when I was in second grade.
Yeah, right there. Phil learned it in second grade, and you're an adult man singing it.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an adult man singing it. Why don't you go ahead and hang me by my thumbs? I'm trying to have some laughs in a world that is run amok. We have a world that is run amok. And I'm not going to be responsible for... little hurt feeling and people that cannot pull their fat out of the fire because their feelings are hurt. We sing Valderie, 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 ha, 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 even while we're carving a squirrel up.
I can tell when a guy is not happy and you're not happy.
No, I'm not.
Well, what is wrong?
It's nothing.
Glenn, there's something wrong. You represent the National Hikers Alliance. You're singing Valderie, Valderie.
Yeah, I'm singing Valderie, Valderie. I'm supposed to be happy, and you're all depressed.
I am depressed. I am.
Well, I mean, what's wrong?
I just don't...
I don't want to wear knee socks, and I don't want to walk around sounding like a fruit. That's all.
Well, why don't you quit?
Because the organization relies on me. That's why. I can't quit. If I leave, the entire National Hikers Alliance falls apart.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad. You're serious?
I'm dead serious. If I leave...
Well, it could very well be that the organization has outlived its usefulness. Maybe the members of your organization want to go backpacking.
Well...
Have you thought about that? Have you thought about the fact that the National Hikers Alliance is no longer necessary, that everybody in the organization would rather backpack? They don't want to hike, and they don't want to go Valderie Valdera.
Really?
I think it's worth thinking about, Glenn.
Yeah, because, you know, I thought about that one time. I was going to bring it up, but I was too afraid to.
Well, there you are. Bring it up. I bet you everybody be in agreement with you and everything.
It's worth a shot, I guess.
Sure it's worth a shot. You don't want to sing Valderie Valdera, neither do they. Hey, what happened, man? Our master got blown down.
You blew who?
The mast. Never mind. So you don't want to sing Valderie Valdera? Probably neither do they.
You think so, huh?
I know so. I think Phil's absolutely right. And you don't have to wear knee socks, and you don't have to wear the little knapsack.
Well, that's the problem. That's the part that bugs me. You know.
Yeah. You know, no one is going to want to wear knee socks. You look like something out of a little Hansel and Gretel. What are you, Hansel and Gretel and all that?
That's what I told the guys. I said I look like Hansel and Gretel, you know, and skipping and everything and all, yeah. And the other thing we had to wear was the one buckle shoe, you know.
One buckle shoe? No, man. No.
Yeah. Well.
I tell you what, go back to your club and tell everybody you want to disband the club, or you want to turn it into a real backpackers club with real backpacks and real... You know, campfires and dehydrated food and hiking sticks and, you know, all those...
Like hobnail boots. Well, they don't wear hobnail boots.
Well, whatever they wear, and tell them you want to disband your club and be a hard-ass club.
Yes, I'm going to do. You know, I've always wanted to do that. I never quite had the balls for it, though.
Well, now you do.
Yeah. God damn. I think I'm going to do.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you, Glenn.
All right, Mr. Henry. Thank you very much for that, yeah, okay. I'll check back with you,
Next week?
No, I can't do that. I'm going up to Lake Tahoe. What about a week from,
What about a week from Tuesday?
Week from Tuesday, I'm going to be at the VFW. My father, they're giving a testimony to my father.
Your father?
Yeah, my father was in the Wehrmacht, but, how about if,
What about the week after that?
No, I have...
Well, you did... Talk to him, will you?
Yeah, I'll get you in the other line.
So how do you like that? You talked that guy out of wearing the Valderie Valdera.
Well, and that's one of the few interviews I remember having with anybody that hasn't wound up being us hanging up on him or him hanging up on... We actually parted friends.
Well, you parted a mentor, Phil. I think you mentored that man. And I find that to be very sexy. Not with you, but with other men other than you.
Oh, boy, Margaret, you really let the cat out of the bag there, didn't you?
I didn't let anything out of the bag. I'm saying I think it's sexy among other men, not Phil Hendry.
Okay, thank you very much, Margaret. We'll take that under advisement. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, look at you with a...
You know, you let the cat out of the bag.
I didn't let any cat out of the bag.
Somebody let something out of their bag. And I probably...
All right, never mind. So we're going to be seeing you guys tomorrow... We'll update you on how Pastor William Rennick is doing. We'll let you know more about how our relationship with Podcast One is going. We'll let you know more about how our relationship with... we're going to be on Playing House. And, you know, a bunch of other stuff here as the world-famous Phil Hendry Show rolls on here. And don't forget, of course, you can get a backstage pass by simply going to philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. And picking up a backstage pass, either in All Access or a audio only. I will see you later. Sometimes I
wonder how world famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced for Siempre Incorporated by Mr. Phil Hendry. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
And we do want to thank Glenn Hartz. Thank you, Glenn, for your very forthcoming interview with us.
Also, thank you, General, or rather, what's the guy?
Pastor William Rennick.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor William Rennick, for sharing with us details of you. Basically, just squirting mud into your underwear on a roller coaster. What a shit.
I wanna give up, wanna give
I heard that too, man. I wanna
quit. Say that again?
I said I heard that. And
then all right, well, I'm glad you heard it.
Fuck you, man. Everything's all right. Everything's all right. When
There's nothing in this world that could ever do what the touch of your hand can do. It's like nothing that I ever knew. Hey, and when the rain is falling, I don't feel it, 'cause you're here with me now. I wanna look at you, baby. It's all
underwear.
Yeah, well, that's your problem. That's your cross to bear, man.
When I see you smile, I see a ray of light. Oh, I see it shining right through the rain. When I see you smile, baby. Baby, when I see you smile at me, sometimes I want to give up. Smile.